neatly contained in Ziploc bags. A journal, two clear four-pocket plastic sheets holding photos of Bobby with his father, playing catch, fishing, being happy. Half a dozen large Ziploc plastic bags with newspaper clippings in them, organized by month. Minneapolis massacre. Gruesome homicides shake quiet neighborhood. Crime scene, a bloodbath, according to detectives. Drifter accused in brutal slayings. Kovac found the clippings only slightly weird and creepy. It wasn't unheard of for loved ones of homicide victims to keep track of the case in the media. Then came the final, smaller plastic bag. The bottom dropped out of his stomach, and a sudden cold sweat misted his skin. Holy God. Liska looked over at him.
What is it?
In a case like the Haas murders, the detectives often kept certain details of the crime secret from the public, details only the killer would know. It helped them weed out the crackpots who always came out of the woodwork to confess to heinous crimes in a sick attempt to gain attention. Kovac held that secret up to the light.
Oh, Jesus.
Perfectly preserved, vacuum sealed on a single sheet together side by side by side, largest to smallest, the right thumbs of Marlene Haas and Brittany and Ashton Pratt. Jesus H, Kovac breathed. Carl Dahl didn't do it. The irony was bitter. Stan Dempsey had ruined his career and his sanity trying to see Carl Dahl convicted of the Haas homicides. He had been so convinced of Dahl's guilt, everyone had. The strange drifter with a record of sexually oriented crimes, relatively minor crimes, but just the same. He'd known the victims. He'd been seen going into the victim's home on the day of the murders. He'd had no alibi. When he'd been arrested, Carl Dahl had been in possession of a necklace that belonged to Marlene Haas. It had to be Dahl. No one wanted to think their neighbor or their mailman or their meter reader could be capable of the atrocities committed on Marlene and her foster children. No one would even have considered the boy next door. The killer had to be Carl Dahl. Dahl had been arrested, indicted, would likely have been convicted, case closed. Instead, Dahl's arrest had triggered a terrible series of events. Dahl had escaped jail, murdered two women, and abducted a third. Carrie Moore had been forced to kill Stan Dempsey out of fear for her life. Carl Dahl, as it turned out, had indeed been a murderer. But he hadn't been guilty of the crimes he had been accused of committing. Kovac put down the vacuum-sealed bag. No one said anything. There was too much and nothing to say.
Detective Liska?
One of the officers Liska had sent into the house filled the doorway. She didn't turn her head away from the things laid out in front of them.
Your guy in the house? The officer said. He's dead. Looks like maybe he had a heart attack.
I'm sure it does, Liska murmured. I'm sure it does.